Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhi Tamastoma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Chaitanya Upanayanam, was it Natika? Natya Shastra, chapter 20, 10 kinds of plays. Okay, what was the previous string I was talking about? Okay, from the previous page. When the information being given is tasteless or boring, then Vishkamba and Ankashya should be presented right after the Amukha, or beginning. Similarly, it's because it's right at the beginning, and then you can get into the taste. Yes. Right? Because you've just finished one taste, and then you have that gap in between. Mm. Right? But when the subject matter is starting with the loving sentiments, then the act should be planned referring to the future act as by hints in the beginning itself. The subject matter is full of mellows, ecstasy, auspiciousness, and magnanimous. It is called asucha. In such case, just the act should be laid out from the starting. Natya Chandrika, 193-208. What does it mean here, the act should just be laid out?
Maharaj, if asucha means if it is having all the aspects, then the act, you perform the whole act. Otherwise...
Oh, you don't have to have these other things itself.
Because the other things, because it is not having rasa, then you are just
throwing them
it
in.
Short.
Okay, so if everything to be explained in the act has rasa, then you don't need any of these supporting scenes or introductory scenes or anything like that.
That is generally done by the main actors.
Okay, point. Then they just deal with it. Otherwise, if it's these things that is more informative or that... That'll be done by the middling and lower characters.
Mm. And also, it can be cut short.
Cut short.
I mean, it can be presented in a condensed form without, in the sense, the whole story can be told in more.
Means by who? By the main? Means by the act itself or the supporting scenes?
The supporting scenes.
Oh, means they can be more concise.
Concise.
Yeah. Okay. Number of dramatic personae. The Nataka and Prakarna should not be made to contain a great number of attendants to the hero. The hero's attendants in such plays should be 4 or 5. Right? Because if it's too much, they take up too much space, you can't move around nicely. Plays of the Vayoga, Ihamriga, the Samavakara, and the Dhima classes should be made to have 10 or 12 acts. What does that mean?
These are the other...
But I thought the biggest was Nataka and Prakarna, and these ones have 10 or 12, so that
here
makes them bigger.
Here it's mentioned like that, and then again, next time it mentions it has 3 acts and 4 acts.
Yeah, but is this supposed to be 10 or 12 acts, or this is supposed to be 10 or 12 people?
People, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I would say it means that there should be 10 or 12...
attendants.
No, is it attendants?
He's given attendance, the hero's attendance.
That was up there, but is it attendance? Or because they're not on other flavors. They only have one flavor. Mm. Okay.
I go back to 3 cents.
Yeah. Unless that's 10 or 12, meaning total parts in the whole drama. But if these can be big, it means you were saying that they may be 3 acts, but they're very big.
Big, yes.
Yeah. Mm. Unless it means 10 or 12 scenes, but, you know, like that. But I would say it's because it's number of people, then I would say it's to do with the people. Introducing chariots and palaces on the stage. A chariot, an elephant, a horse, and a palace should not be presented on the stage. So, what about presenting these things? They're not. Okay. These should be provided in a play by means of appearance and costumes of men related to them and their gaits and movements. Gati vichara. But model works of an elephant, a horse, a palace, a hill, or any conveyance, as well as imitation weapons out of cheap materials, are to be made for a presentation of these by those who know the rules for their construction. So you can make you know, little things and put them there to give the idea,
yes,
and all that.
Yes, yes, yes.
But you know, but it has to be done very nicely how they can make it. And so it's one of those, if you can make and some of these sceneries, then you put.
Yes,
you know, if you know how to make nice, and if not, don't worry about it.
Yes, yes.
Because it can be already explained by how they're dressed, how they're walking, you know, things like that.
But it is very nice when it is nicely done.
Yes, the main thing is it's nicely done. That better, less things nicely done than more stuff that's not nicely done.
Yes.
If due to any reason a detachment of an army is to be introduced on the stage, only 4 or 6 persons are to make their appearance, right? That's the whole army, right? The show should be made as consisting of a small number of men, horses, vehicles, and attendants. And it should move slowly, for in the military role, kshatra, actual roles of polity do not apply. Right. So it's just, it'll move slow and all that, because it's big, and, you know, so they have to represent. The whole point is that since you're trying to elevate the consciousness, that means the people are actually using their intelligence and things like that. See, in your how you say, let's say, like, you have the aspect where you can do everything and then the person just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're not actually using anything, they're just experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the other where you do stuff and they're using their intelligence because you're explaining things. Oh, just see this wonderful rose garden here and how the trellises. Then in your mind, you're doing all that. So that means you're part of it. You're using your brain. You're not just turned off like in, you know, watching television or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing you're trying to, since it's about consciousness, you're trying to get them to use that aspect. In the composition of a play, action should be made like the tip of the cow's tail. And all the exalted situation of the play should be placed at the end. Means the end of an act or an end of the play total?
End of the act, I think.
End of the act. Okay, so the big thing happens at the very end. Because how are you going to maintain that big thing? You know, you're building it up, and so it's all within the mind, so it has to be something, and then it concludes, and then you can move on. Because otherwise, then people's minds will go somewhere else, and then it'll just be boring. Does that make sense? So since you're not using so much paraphernalia and all that, then you have to be able to do all these things, you know, that you culminate in that. Does that make sense? So, yeah, very practical. At the conclusion of all the plays which contain various emotional states and sentiments, experts should always introduce the marvelous sentiment. Thus I have briefly but properly spoken about the characteristics of the Nataka. I shall hereafter describe the Prakarana by mentioning its characteristics.
So, Maharaj, can we say that Brahma, is, according to the Nataka presentation, is like trying to increase the emotion, the rasa, to culminate at the end of something wonderful, and that we can take with us?
Yes,
in our own life.
Yes, yes.
For inspiration.
Yes, that's the whole idea. It should be. It's all brought about so something grand will happen at the end and
yes,
something like that. You know, that'll culminate. In other words, there has to be a proper culmination. It has to be marvelous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, the hero and heroine both die, this, that, that's not marvelous.
Yes, yes. Indian movies end in marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like they that. Live happily ever after.
Yeah, like that.
And the parents
do. Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole point. It's all about the fairy tale. You know, if you want reality, watch the news. Why are you going to a drama? You know, it's like.
But But it's all connected back to Lord Brahma's and Mother Sita's.
Yeah, so it'll all be about, means the Nataka, it'll all be all these great personalities, you know, Shastric personalities. And then the Prakarna, that might be your local duffer, right, or like that.
The Ramayana ends with, in general, the description of Ramayana ends with.
Yeah, because they're there together. That's where it ends like that. You know, so it must be that victory, that things like that. Because you see, you know, with Lakshmi, it's got to be grand, it's got to be great, like that. Okay, 48 to 58, the Prakarna. The play in which the writer devises Pra Kurute by his own intelligent and original plot with his hero and works up its elaboration, Sharira, is called Prakarna.
So it's like a creation.
Yeah, it'd be like, you mentioned, like a novel kind of thing, like that. You created it like that. When a playwright constructs a play of marvelous qualities with an original seed, and a hero not coming out of Rishi's works to carry on the action, the same is also called the Prakarna.
Another definition.
Hmm?
Another definition.
But what's the difference in here is that constructs a play, he's constructing. And a hero not coming out of the Rishi's work. Oh, I see, it's just another way of
from
saying the same thing.
It's not from the Vedas. Or
yeah, in other words, the hero's not coming out of the Vedas.
Yeah.
And it's something marvelous. So it should be marvelous. As they say in the theater, marvelous, marvelous.
It should be marvelous. Marvel would be
marvel. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, yes, exactly. It would be a Prakarna. But DC, I'm not sure.
Lord.
Hmm? Yeah, because that's getting darker and like that, yeah. The plot and its elaboration is the basis of the sentiments, which have been prescribed in the case of the Nataka, are also to be applied to the Prakarna, right? So the whole idea, it has to have many sentiments, this, that, it can't just have one, like that. Only as plot should be newly created. So you have to put together something. The varied but the whole point is it still has to be about elevation of the consciousness.
Yes, yes.
Like that. The varied exploits of Brahmins, merchants, ministers, priests, officers of the king, and leaders of, I guess, a caravan, when presented in a play, are to be known as the Prakarna. You know, so it mainly focuses there. It's not focusing on the Lord. It's just focusing on what's happening in the society, but bigger things that are happening.
Royalty.
Yeah, royalty, aristocracy. You know, big things that are going on. You know, and they're going to talk. Their talks are going to be based on Shastra. What the culture is still going to have the Dharma based on Shastra, but it's just that it's not about a Shastric character, like that. Or at least, say, not a grand character. You could even maybe base off Shastric things. But it wouldn't be of the great characters, it'd be of the lower characters or things like that. You know, that kind of story. The Prakarna should be known as not made up with an exalted hero. And it does not contain the character of any god, has no story of king's enjoyment of pleasures, and it is connected with the men outside the royal palace. So it's more what's going on outside, while the Natak will be inside.
Public gossip.
Yeah, more public gossip. Yeah. The play of the Prakarna type should include, in some cases, slaves, Vita and head of the banker's guild as characters. So you have banker's guild, so you've always had banker's guilds, right? And should contain incidents arising from the attendance of courtesans, as well as exploits of depraved women of good family. Right, so there's always going to be some kind of strange like that. You know, so like you said, it's going to have some gossipy element. That's what's going to catch you. The other one, because it's you're dealing with the great hero and the great things like that. And so then this will be like that. Okay. In an act of the Prakarna, where a minister, head of banker's guild, Brahmin, priest, minister, and leader of caravans stay in their family circle. No courtesan should be brought in there. They're working in in other words, if they're outside the family circle, you know, it's like outside the palace, but not outside their home, then courtesans can be involved. You know, or in the back parts of the palace, you know, like this, where it's not the main parts, because it's just like how there's so much places that is the main part of the palace. There's going to be a huge amount of palace that's going to be for all the people that take part in everything in the palace. Mm-hmm. You know, like I explained, I think it was, we went for looking at the, what do you call it, they have some kind of very, very nice recycling wastage system. We went to one hotel to check that. And you know how you go into a hotel and you have the lobby and you have everything and what you see and all that. It's a big place. But because this was arranged before, we went to see the guy who was in charge of the place. And, you know, he specifically, I think, had this, the person who oversaw what we were looking at. So then we walk into the lobby, you know, the reception. You tell him we're here and that. The guy comes out, meets us and this and that. I think there's a little talking there out in the lobby and all that like that. He introduces a few things, and then we walk, you know, in the lobby, you know, instead of like going over the elevators or this or that, he goes to this set of a door that, you know, is out of the way that you wouldn't notice, or if you did see it, you would not have any interest in it. You know, it's not a fancy door. You go through that. There's as much space for the people that work in the hotel as the hotel itself. Huge. So that would be the difference. The prakarana is taking place there. Mm-hmm. Or outside there, out in those people's houses, or stuff like that. That's the difference. Yes.
One of my friends here, when I was staying in Hyderabad, they are Gujaratis and they have like big home, like 2 acres is their land space.
Okay.
And then they stay at one place, which is like building, and then their workers, they have a small workshop within. They stay on the other side, and they have a separate gate to go out and. They never disturb the main scene.
Yes,
and
yes.
And when you come, you go just to the main gate. You never go through that gate.
Yes, yes.
Their scene happening.
Yes, yes, exactly.
All nonsense happening there. But
yeah, as long as it doesn't cross this line, you know, how you say that? What is it, the thin blue line then, or thin red line, or whatever it is? Then there's no problem. Does that make sense? Yeah, yeah. So this is, in other words, it has the more gossipy side to it, and that's the taste. On the other one, it'll be the high class aspect.
Like those people, they just come, do their work, clean everything, and has to go back. No mixing in the scene.
Yeah.
They just come.
Yeah, if they come, they have their work, and then they go. But they have their area, they sit there, they talk there, they eat and, you know, do all the things there. So that's where all these conversations will come up. That's if, you know, saying in the palace, if there's courtesans, it'll be in this or just outside because they may go out for work. But they would never be in somebody's house. Why would the courtesan be in someone's house? Okay. Unless they've been sent by the king. So then it wouldn't be. So you wouldn't show that going there. If it's the other, then the king tells them to go do something, you might see that side of it. That would be in the Nataka. In the prakarana, when a person is in the company of a courtesan, there should not be at the same time as meeting with any respectable woman. And while he is with a woman of high family, no courtesan should meet him then. Right? It has to be completely separate. Right? Because otherwise it's just uncultured. You know, so even though they're dealing in more general things, still culture is followed. Standards are followed. Like that. If out of necessity there occurs a meeting of courtesans and respectable ladies in any scene of the prakarana, their language and manners should be kept undistorted. Right? So then the courtesans, the ladies might meet, but the men won't be involved. And then accordingly what it says, how the women would speak, how the courtesans would speak, you know, what's the, you know, the Prakrit or the Sanskrit. Also then how, what titles they would use to address each other, everything, all that has to be very pukka. Like that. Does that make sense? So in other words, when you're dealing with the ladies, it always has to be of a higher quality than if it's the men. Like that. Does that make sense? In the Nataka and Prakarna, the playwright should have the number of acts as not less than five and more than, I guess, not less than five and probably, and nor more than ten. And this should be furnished with the various sentiments and the psychological states. After considering the need of action of the plot, one should place between two acts the introductory scenes, which are to compress the events of the segments, Sunday. Right? Because that's an important point of these introductory scenes or these supportive scenes. They have to be compressed. You can't draw them out. You don't want to say a certain thing in the very quickest and easiest way, then all that should be expressed. Right? So. Verses 59-63, the Natika. Okay, so you have the Nataka, and this is the Natika. In a play of the Natika, Nati class, producers are to recognize a more or less well-known variety of these two, the Nataka and the Prakarna. Different in origin from the two types of plays, the Nataka and Prakarna, its plot should be invented. So it has. It wouldn't be based on true events, you know, like that. You know how sometimes they put together. You have some basis of true events, and they put something together. You know, you have something here, something there. You know, from history, the lifestyle, this and that, and you put it all together, like that, and make something, like that, like a dramatic kind of historical thing, like that. So that won't be in this. This has to be completely a made-up thing.
But it seems that there is Nataka.
Yes, it's going down. It's going down. Because the sentiments and all that will also be... Yes. You see is that there's a difference in play. That's why it's given a different name. Because there's some difference in it. Mm-hmm. Like that. Okay, its plot should be invented, the hero should be a king, and it should be based on an incident relating to music or affairs of the harem. Right. So in other words, it's something to do with arts and that environment, right? And it contains an abundance of female characters. I guess that's why it's not Nati, right? It has more ladies.
Yes.
Natika. Has four acts, graceful gestures as its soul, right? It has to be refined, the whole thing.
Yes.
Right? Some other ones don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Well-arranged constituents, many dances, songs, and recitations. So it has to, so much more of the, you're bringing out much more of the artistic thing. So in other words, you have a plot to hold together all these nice artistic presentations.
Yes. So like romantic movie.
Yeah, yes, like that. Yes. And love's enjoyment are its chief features. The Natika should be known also to Natika should also be known to contain a display of royal manners, right? Because when you're dealing with the romantic, it's always you know, has that more royal kind of aspect. Because the better it is, the nicer, right? You know, you have a romantic thing, and the boy and girl go out to the local chip shop. It's not going to work very good. You know, they go to a very fancy place, or you know it's always something very, very nice, right? Natika should be known also to contain a display of royal manners, a fit of anger, and its pacification, right? Because there has to be, because, how you say, the interaction with the girls can't be complete unless there's some anger, and then it's pacified. Because the point is, everything's going very nicely, but that going nicely is good, but then you have to be able to test if it's going actually good. So then there has to be some anger. To see is the person going to make the effort for pacification? And if they make that effort for pacification, then you know you have something solid.
And if no?
Yeah, and if not, then you don't make a play out of it.
Yes. Also, this is the uniqueness of conjugal rasa from the other four major rasas.
Okay, yes.
The mana aspect, and then that drives it ahead.
Yeah, so it also that Madhurya would be the prominent also in this because it has the graceful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it always has to have that. So you generally see, yes, in the romantic comedies and the things like that, then they're always going to have this and they get together and then something happens that is just finished and all that, but then there's the grand gesture and it brings it all back together. And then, you know, then it has, like it says, the proper ending, that majestic ending and whatever it is. Okay. It must contain a fit of anger and its pacification, and to have the hero, his queen, the female messenger, and the attendants as its dramatis personae. Right? So it's going to be the female, the queen, the female messenger, the hero, the queen, female messenger, and the attendants. They're all going to be the main things that are playing in this. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be centering around them, you know, the romantic aspect of getting together. So it's going to be the emphasis is on that. What we see is that so it'll be shorter, it's four acts and everything. While the Prakarana, that will be, it won't so much have this aspect to it. It'll be more the gossip and everything that goes on the scenes and other things and how locals interact with each other and, you know, the striving for power or for money or, you know, all this kind of more, you know, how you say, grander rather than refined aspects. The characters of the Nataka, Prakarna and Natika, have been briefly described by me. I shall now speak about the characteristics of the Samavakara, verses 64 to 77. It should have the exploits of gods and asuras as its subject matter, and one of them as its well-known and exalted hero. And it is to consist of three acts, presenting the three kinds of deception, the three kinds of excitement, or the three kinds of love. Right? So the three kinds means it could be either these aspects, deception, excitement, or three kinds of love, or one act for each. Or in one act for the three of within. Like if you have deception, then you'd have the three kinds in the three acts? Or you're not sure?
Not sure.
You can probably do any of that. You could do any. It's just like we said in the music. And then when you have the Drupad, you have four stanzas. So now you can sing all four stanzas in one raga and in one tal. Or you can use one raga for all four stanzas, but use, you know, two different tals, three, four different tals. So each stanza can be a different tal. Or you could do where each stanza is in a different rag, but they have to match. You know, and then the maximum you could have four ragas, four tals. So like that, you know, in other words. Besides this, it should have as many as 12 dramatis personae. So that means 12 people.
I think dramatis personae is 12 type of characters. It's a French word.
Means
Latin.
Oh, you mean just as the categories?
Categories.
Okay, so you have to have 12 different categories of people. Yeah, because the other ones had quite a few people also. The Prakarna has a lot of people.
The characters, of course.
Characters, means characters. Mm. Okay, that means characters. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so just put in bracket characters. And require a duration of 18 nadikas for its performance. How much is a nadika?
Half a muhurta.
Half a muhurta, so that's 24 minutes. Mm. So 24 times 18?
24 times 18. 192.
So that's over 3 hours.
Yeah,
3 hours. Like that. But it only has three acts. Well, that's what you're talking before. It's a long performance.
9 hours.
Huh?
Whole night we do. Oh, these are the kind of things.
No, but 192, you said?
Yeah.
432.
Huh?
432.
432.
24 into 18. Okay.
432.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a lot of hours. That's like 7 hours. Something.
Generally, it's done in nights, Maharaj.
Okay, just takes the whole night. It's like these guys
seven
out
hours,
here.
20 minutes.
Huh?
7 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so just, you know, as you start in the evening and you stop just before, so everyone can go take their bath for Mangalarti.
Yeah, villages,
they can do that.
And we're not here.
Because they're so regulated that they miss one night of sleep. It doesn't bother them at all. They just carry, the next day they just carry on. They're not like sitting there like that. Because they're just, you know, because they're very inspired and everything. Wow.
Because they don't have internet.
Yes.
No internet, no job, so why not?
Yeah.
We used to remember, like, going to this kind of place, all we remember is we go and then we are waiting, everybody is coming, and we are already asleep. And when we get up, already everything is over.
It's over, yeah. But I mean, when they do music festivals, are like this.
Yes.
They start in the evening, I mean, they'll start at 6, 7, and they go through until 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yes.
Like that. So it's not an uncommon thing. Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the theater, I remember.
Go to the
theater, like, you know, it starts at 8, 9 p.m.
Mm.
Goes for 3 hours or even more.
Mm. Yeah.
So I only remember coming.
And going. That's what
then
he said.
I wake up at home.
You wake up at home, and in between there was dinner and this and that. And that.
Okay.
Hmm?
No dinner.
No, not for you. Everyone else had. You were asleep.
I only remember the next morning.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yes, it was a great night for them. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I shall now speak about the rule regarding the number of nautikas to be allotted to different acts. Okay, so then how many 24 minutes to either different acts. So that means if there's 18, that means then technically it's six nautikas for one act, unless there's a proportion.
Proportion is different.
Oh, there's a proportion, okay. A nautika should be known as half of the muhurta, which is well-known measure of time. The acts in a sama vakara should be measured according to the directions given in terms of the nautika. What's the nautika?
Nautika is half a muhurta.
Okay. The first act of the samavakara should have a duration of 12 nautikas, and it is to contain laughter, excitement, deception, or aviti. What's aviti?
Aviti is a deception, kind of deception. It's a kind of deception.
Kind of deception. Oh, but it's a very specific deception. So when we say deception means something where there's a suspense, we don't know what's happening or that, that's what he means by that?
It describes what are the three kinds of deception. Which is kind of caricature also.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's more prominent, like a vidushak or something. The second act also should be similar, except it is to have a duration of 4 nautikas. And the third act, as enjoined in the rule about the length of the plot, should to have a duration of 2 nautikas only. So you have 12, 4, 2.
Yes.
So it goes up, because you have the big thing going like that, and then you have the next, you can't just have all these big things. That's also a problem when sometimes they do in the modern, is that they'll stretch it out all for the whole things. But otherwise, the beginning, you're there, that, but then something's going on, then it has to go off quickly. Mm-hmm. Does
they
that make sense?
Breaks in the middle?
Sorry?
Don't they have a break?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. I don't know. I mean, like in the music things, there's no breaks.
In theater, there's a break.
Theater, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. When it comes to, I think, the chapters on the music, it mentions that these breaks are filled up with the
music
performance.
So there is some breaks. There are some breaks.
Yeah, there
is. But the music is there.
But the music also, it should be in such a way that it continues the same rasa.
Okay.
So you cannot play any of it.
You can't play something else.
Something else.
I remember usually in those breaks it's classical music in theater. Just
at the same time, the classical music itself should be met.
Yeah, but it has to be maintaining the same raga. So in the West you don't have so much that concept, but just by the playing that, it has the, gives the same kind of flavor.
Just with the
some
type of the mood.
Yeah, in other words, they wouldn't play death metal in them. Yeah. Like that, okay.
Nautika is 24 minutes, no?
Nautika is 24. Yeah, so then 12 then that means it's going to be six muhurtas. So it's going to be like basically like 5 hours of it's all going to be in the first act. Like that. Then they'll be, then the other two will be. Because the last one's only one muhurta, 48 minutes. The other one was four. So then 84. So an hour and 20 minutes.
I think these kind of acts, like it's mentioned about Lord Shiva killing Tripurasura, is a Samavakara play. Means first, like how they are born, and then you know, how they are brought up, how they got a benediction.
Bringing everything up to the point, up to the fight.
And the second thing maybe about how they are exploiting and creating the whole disturbance, and then how everybody went to the Lord. And the final will be just fighting just, and then...
Then that's it, finished. Yeah. It has to be concluded nicely. Yes. So, because the point is, if the conclusion comes too early, what do you do after that? So it has to come like that. So that's why at the end it always has to be concluded and something grand, you know, like that. You know, the marvelous. It must be really special how it is. You know, how they speak or how they do or something like that. You know, you have a lot of times like that. It would be like that. I don't know. Shakespeare sometimes ends like that. You know, there's a thing and then everybody comes out and it's a whole thing and then there's some kind of thing that wraps it all up and then it's done.
You already said it is a god and asuras.
Yes, gods and asuras. So it's always that. So that means there's going to be some problem. So, yeah.
The fight will be the biggest.
Yes.
Yes.
Hair standing on end.
Yes, yes. In composing such a play, the different acts should be made to have different topics. And topics in the Sama... Sama Vakara are to be loosely related to one another.
These are the topics.
Yeah, so the topics should be loosely related. It means you have to have some connection, but it doesn't have to be just one thing that's going through, because it's also for so long, so it has to have some variety in it. Three kinds of excitement. So this is all laughter, excitement, deception, or aviti. Okay. Excitement, vitrava, is known to be of three kinds, such as being due to battle, flood, storm, and fire, or to a big elephant, oh, a big elephant at large, or the siege of a city. Okay. Oh, because it's demigods and demons, this is the kind of excitement. Okay. Like, you know, so it's not a mouse running around in the kitchen or something. But, it's an elephant at large, right? Okay, three kinds of deception. Deception, kapata, is known to be of three kinds, such as being due to a devised plan, accident, or that practiced by the enemy. It creates joy or sorrow. Three kinds of love. In this connection, three kinds of love to be presented through different actions are that in relation to duty, dharma, that actuated by material gain, artha, and that actuated by passion, kama. Three kinds of love, dharma, artha, kama. Now that's far out. Because nowadays you think love is this. No, but someone loves dharma, someone loves that. Yeah. When in sticking to the duty, one's desired well-being is accomplished in many ways by regular austerities, it is to be known as love in relation to duty, dharma, shringara. Love for money, according to its meaning, is of various kinds due to a desire for money. Love actuated by passion, kama shringara, includes the seduction of a maiden and also gentle or excited love affair of a man with a woman. Like that. Yeah, so love for dharma means here, sticking to one's duty, one's desired well-being is accomplished in many ways because dharma is being produced because you're looking for well-being. And so then in that, then you expect, you know, you performed your duty and you got the benefits. So then you're going to be able to see that, you know. And then you're going to have the of that, then there's going to be also the artha, you know, the physical benefits that are there, kama, then engaging the senses. You know, so all that will come. So people expect that. When dharma is there, then you get benefits. So artha and kama come with it. Yes.
So actually in the marital relationship, then the duty to the love, the kama, is the most short-lived. Then the artha,
yeah,
and then the actually the
dharma is the longest. Yeah,
longest. If it is like that, then actually it is always pleasant.
Yes. Yeah, because dharma lasts into your next life.
Mm-hmm.
Artha, you might be able to keep it this life or not. And kama, it's just as long as there's engagement, it's there, and then it drops. Then it gets, so that's why if it's based on dharma, then things last. Like that. And of dharma, then sad dharma, that's the, you know, so that's why that will be in the call it? You know, that's the thing to bring out. So in this, demons and that, it can be about the Lord and stuff, these ones, yeah. But it's just making a difference that those first three, then it's like, it's on elevated personalities, it's on not so elevated, necessarily as elevated personalities, and then it's more the internal, just, you know, kind of like, yeah, romantic and that kind of aspect. Now it's going into, it's more on grandeur, because the Nataka will have all the variety of rasas. But this one is specifically, it's going to be some great thing with all the different intrigues and everything within it. Right? Yeah.
But now, and if it is not a brahmana who is directing, it's very easy to go to the lower aspect of presentation.
I personally, I'd say very easy would be a euphemism here. I think it's like you're 100% and 1,000% guaranteed.
Yes,
you know.
I'm soft.
Yes, of course, culture, like that. I say an aesthete. Yes, exactly. In this manner, an expert should compose a sama vakara, which will deal with joys and sorrows. Right, because it's going to be something comes up and it's joy, then there's some sorrow, then it'll come up and that. So its main thing, it won't have the romantic as a theme, like the others, those first three might.
They have all the four styles also. They have all the four styles, graceful and...
Yes.
This doesn't have the graceful because it's...
Graceful.
The first two only have the graceful.
No, the third one also, the Natika, was...
Natika is just a mix of those, it's not counted in this channel. It's not counted in the 10.
Natika is not counted in the 10.
It's just a mix of first two, such a way.
As much as the first two with an emphasis on the romantic. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't catch that it was the...
It's not mentioned on...
Okay, so it's like a subcategory, a combination of the two. Oh, okay. I shall hereafter speak about the characteristics of the Ihamriga. Verses 78-83, Ihamriga. Ihamriga has its dramatis personae, divine males, who are implicated in fights about divine females. Okay. It should be constructed with a well-arranged plot and should be convincing. Right? The other ones, you know, it can be more stylized. This one, I think you have to have more of the realistic aspect to it. You know, so what is that? We're saying the... What was the two? There was the theatric and there was the realistic.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Means, in other words, the more common and then the more theatric. So this shouldn't have so much of the... the theatric aspect, the stylized aspect. It should be less stylized,
mm-hmm.
You know. But it doesn't mean that it's not more less dramatic,
mm-hmm.
Right? You know. In other words, it can be just as historic,
yes.
Or histrionic. Right? Wasn't that the word?
Yes.
Histrionic, and you can have just as much of the histrionic, but it won't be as stylized, like that. Because you're dealing just in this aspect. So you don't have to have necessarily all the things like the armies, like that. The army comes out, but it's only five people. And this, it won't be that. It'll be more down to, you know, there's five people there. That's what's there. You know, does that make sense? So you're focused more on the interaction and all that. It is to abound in vehement Uddata heroes. And to have its construction dependent on feminine anger, which is to give rise to commotion, samkshobha, excitement, vitrava, and anger, conflict, angry conflict, sampeta, Right? So that's why he has to be vehement. He has to be very energetic, you know, and very determined like that. Otherwise, if he's not, how is he going to get through all this? You know? So that's the thing is, you know, so you have that, you know, it's like what you have the Iliad, which one's the Odyssey? It's the one coming back. Because it has that. The character comes back. He has to establish that he is who he is and get the wife back and, you know, do the whole thing. So you have these things. Also, what was it? The German thing is like that. Or, you know, the typical thing of the prince rescuing the princess from the dragon, you know, like that. And then he'll do something stupid.
In India, there are plays describing the princess is captured and gone beyond the seven oceans, and then he has to cross over the
seven oceans to catch it.
So it's all a common knowledge for us that there are seven oceans and you have to cross, and it's in different reefs.
And so there's be a whole thing going on in each one. So in other words, they just did the Odyssey, these guys. If it's modern, if it's old, you know, classic.
And the opposite.
Huh?
Then it's the opposite.
Then it's the opposite. Yeah, so many times it's from something from here they take and do there. Yeah, it's funny. There's a classic thing that then somebody in Hollywood does. And then from that, then, you know, wherever that classic area is from, then they do something on that in a more modern context than their own. So it keeps going back and forth, yeah. Okay.
And modern Sleeping Beauty, they say that it means that whenever you try to rest, somebody will come and disturb your rest. That's the modern reiteration of Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, I see. Oh, so she can't even sleep. Rest. Somebody comes and wakes her up. All the dwarfs there, you know, breathing on the glass thing and like that, and they make too much noise, you know.
Loses the romantic.
The Ihamriga should be a play with well-ordered construction, right? Because it has to move very nicely and all that. In other words, how the rasas connect together. The other one you may have as general thing like that, it's more the events are connected together. And the rasas will naturally flow. But in this, the rasas have to move from one to the next very exact. And so therefore the situations that you're dealing with have to also therefore make a lot of sense how it works. And, you know, in other words, yes. Okay, it should be well-ordered construction in which the plot of love is to be based on causing discord among females, carrying them off and oppressing the enemies. Right? So someone's carrying them off, then you're going to get them and bring them back. Or you know, the females themselves is a problem, that has to be worked out, or that causes whole wars and, you know, stuff like that. And yeah. All that are to be made available in the Vayoga. It's Vayoga is the male characters.
I think the Vayoga is...
In the Vayoga. It's male characters, styles, and sentiments. Should be brought in the Ilamriga also, except that the latter is to include the goddesses only as its female characters.
Vayoga is one of the 10 kinds of... Is one of the 10 kinds of play.
Oh, okay.
I think it's described.
Next. Okay, so it means says okay. So there's only goddesses. On that level. There's no. Okay, in the Ihamriga, when persons intent on killing are on the point of killing, the impending battle should be avoided on some pretext. It means it won't happen. It'll just be about ready. It just last second something comes up. The phone rings. You know, like that. Or the kids walk in the room. Like that. And so everyone speaks very nicely. Oh, I'd like to, introduce you to my old friend, and like that, that kind of jazz. Okay. Yeah. So this is kind of like, what do you call it? Troy.
Yeah, Troy.
Yeah. Udriti, Srila Rupa Goswami. The events are three kinds. Kyata, Kliripta, and Misra. Kliripta. The famous events extracted from the scriptures, such as history and Puranas, are known as khyata. Even prepared out of one's own imagination is called kalipta. And the mixture of both is misra. So in other words, you're taking some events and then you're filling in the gaps. In a standard drama, kalipta should be avoided. Right? In other words, making things up is not so great. Nataka refers to a drama that are enacted based on famous events from the scriptures. But if that is produced from the imagination of a person, then it is called natika, or a drama of the second class. So basically, it's so when you have the form of the natik, but you do it more made up, then it becomes a natika, and then it's shorter. And all that, yeah. And mixed, one of both is known as the Ihamriga, a drama of lower grade. So that's even, okay. This is the statement of Natya Shastra, Natika Chandrika 12:13. So Rupa Goswami is then giving, like, please. So you have the Natak, then we saw as if it's, you know, kind of a little bit down, then it's the, you have the, what do you call it? It's the Prakarana. Yeah, Prakarana. Then here is that if it has some made up elements, but it has the same kind of format, like that romantic and those things, then it'll be the Ihamriga. I mean, excuse me, you'll have that, and then the Ihamriga, then you get into more, then it goes down lower. Because you see, it in here it's not as much on the romantic sentiments and everything, it's more upon the difficulties that come up, crossing over obstacles, something that creates an obstacle, and then that, you know, in other words, there has to be a relation, there's an obstacle that has to be crossed over and worked out and all that. So it doesn't have so much of the romantic aspect to it. Does that make sense? So this would be more, yeah. Yeah. Okay. The characteristics of the Ihamriga have been briefly mentioned by me. I shall speak hereafter on the characteristics of the Dhimma. Verses 84 to 89, Dhimma. The Dhimma should be constructed with a well-known plot, and its hero should be well-known and of the exalted Uddhata type. It is to contain the six sentiments and to consist of four acts only. It should contain all the sentiments except the erotic and the comic. A plot, kavayoni, with exciting sentiments and various emotional states. Okay, it's excluding that also. It means it doesn't have the erotic and comic, and it should have sentiments, or it's except the erotic, the comic, and a plot.
It should not contain the erotic and comic.
But the plot with exciting sentiments and various emotional states, that will be there. Yeah? Mm. And it's also to conclude.
But now, how it is possible to have a plot with sentiment and emotional state?
Yeah, the erotic and comic, it's just a matter of how much you bring it out. Just like, let's say, you have something that's all about, like we saw the one before, is that the Natika, that it's about the emotions between them and the feeling and that kind of drama and all that. Right, that. Then you have this Ihamriga, then it has more of the valor and the difficulties and the angers and troubles that come up in that whole thing. Yes. Well, the other one will have more of the fine and more less trouble. There'll be some trouble, but it won't be the major plot. The major plot will be the romantic exchange. Yes. Then within that, there has to be some problem.
Yes.
Right? You know, if this is how you say. This is how men see profit. This is how women see profit. Like that. You understand? That's how it goes. Because then there's taste. The other one is just mechanics. It should get better. But with the other, if you're looking at profit emotionally, then it has to have the taste. If it doesn't have the swing, then it won't go more. That's why you see is that when you include the feminine aspect, then you have separation,
yes.
Right? And in that separation, that then makes the sambhog higher.
Yes.
So you have to have that. That's why it said that love moves like a thunderbolt. It doesn't move straight.
Yes.
You know, the guy's thing is just go from point A to point B in a straight line. It goes all over the place.
Like a snake.
Yeah, because the point is if it's a good taste, this thing, then why wouldn't it be retasted? You know, so it'll go forward, it'll go back, it'll go all these things like that. Because if it was nice, let's say the first meeting was nice, why wouldn't you want to repeat that whole scene again? You know? Does that make sense? Well, the guy's thinking, okay, you know, A, B. So now she'll go B, C. No, they want A, B. She wants to do A, B again. You know, but with some variety this time. Does that make sense?
It's difficult.
Does that make sense? And it's
no,
not making sense. So in other words, this is what you're dealing with. Is that it makes sense in the emotions. You understand? If you're talking about the emotional experience, it makes sense. If you're talking about mechanics, it doesn't seem to make, because it's not efficient. Because you're looking at just point A to point B in the most efficient way. You know, but it's about the thing. That's why it's Krishna will be doing that. But what will the devotees be doing? They'll be doing the other. That's why it says they're the rag. He's the rules. Does that make sense? So therefore, he has just, you know, he'll go and be with the gopis. No, he gets there and who are you? You know, you can't be here. It's kind of like, what do you mean I can't be here? You know, but, you know, so all that kind of stuff.
But it works nicely with Krishna.
It does, because he is the supreme enjoyer, and it is all about him. While here it's that you want to be the supreme enjoyer, you got to work. It's not that he doesn't work, but, you know, he's, you know, it always works. So that's why you see it. Also, you see these things, they always have to have a good ending. You can say, oh, why it should have a better... So you want to elevate consciousness or degrade? Degrade means it's of the material world. So yeah, okay, have a bad ending, go for it. But if you want to elevate consciousness, it has to have a good end.
And we feel like there's a reason why Krishna does not take the first life.
I have not in Vrindavan. That maybe is Narnarayan Rishi, like that. Like
okay. Yes.
Om Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.